Y'all go a little mad sometimes. It's the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ow.
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 My Cardi B voice.
Yeah, baby. We're here.
Hey, hey, hey.
Girls, I missed you guys.
I miss you. I miss all of you.
Welcome, everybody, to the 2018 The Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. It's the first show of the year, and we are here. I'm your host, Leon Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leon, and I can't do it without my girls.
What's up, y'all? My name is Drew Jones, and you can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards, and you can follow me everywhere at Erica D. Edwards, and that's Erica with the K.
What's up? I'm V Brown, and you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Combo Peace.
Yes, honey. Yes. Do the follow. Give us a thumbs up now. Just get it over with. You know you're going to have a good time, some free content, and we're going to talk about all your favorite Housewives moment. And it's 2018, we got some new taglines for ourselves.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Because
yes,
we're getting
we
our
do.
Own peaches. We're getting our own
I'm
peaches.
I'm sitting on some peaches.
Hey.
Two of them.
Ew.
So my tagline is, keep your enemies close and the rosé closer.
Ooh.
Ooh. I love a
I
nice
see
glass.
That. And I raise you, don't let this tan fool you. I'm always in the shade.
Ooh.
Lovely. Well, you know, I might do comedy, but I'm no joke.
No, she's not.
Okay.
No, she's not.
Okay, and I may be a more than a dime piece. I'm okay. A conversation piece. Okay.
Okay, okay,
yes,
okay.
They left us on vacation too long. We don't know how
that happened. We have been waiting to come back. It's okay. Been a fabulous holiday and
yes.
New Year, but
yes,
we're excited
yes.
To get back and get right into it. And we start with Kenya Moore. Kenya Moore talking about a PSA. And really getting involved and something that stuck out right immediately at the front of the episode, Kenya getting stabbed.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, I can't believe that.
I
was so surprised and shocked, but I was like, oh, thank God, this is not a whole thing about Madigan. So I was like, all right, you know, she had some other experiences outside of crazy breaking windows, Matt. So that is unfortunate and actually really sad.
Yeah.
But
super
do you think that experience could have brought her to someone like Matt? Because, you know, when you're so young.
I was kind of
you know I mean?
Wondering yeah. About that. I was like, oh, did she, you know,
yeah.
has she had other experiences?
Hurt,
yeah.
You know?
That's
exactly.
Crazy. I mean, she was stabbed.
I mean, she almost died.
Well, oh.
You think she's being too dramatic?
Well, I don't want to go there because I never like to downplay anybody's story like that. I mean, everybody has their own thing, and I never want to downplay anybody like that. So that's a serious subject, so I'm just going to take it for what it is. Sheree comes in looking blonde. Look
that,
at that storm.
That wig was
garbage.
I know this
oh
is a more
God.
Serious episode, but that wig was a travesty.
All wrong. It was all wrong.
It was pretty bad.
And
I mean,
love Sheree.
I mean, I'll get a wig at my local, you know, beauty supply store. I've ordered wigs offline, but no.
That looked like the Halloween wig.
That looked like
yeah.
We were at Comic-Con and she was in
that looked,
Storm.
Yeah, that
like
was like
cosplay.
Bad synthetic. You know what I'm saying? Like
Party City, $9.99.
Well, they brought up Kim
no
Zolciak. And they did a little shot away of her old weave. Ooh, that was bad.
Yeah,
that was not cute.
And
either.
Didn't she try to sell weaves at one point? Like,
yeah, she sells wigs, I think.
I think she
still
does. Well, I think she might have stepped her wig game up.
Eric yeah. And I both take a drink.
Everyone's stepping up.
I know,
up.
Yes.
I'll take a little drink, too.
Yeah.
But at least Kenya was trying to do something positive. I will look on the bright side
yeah.
Of that
no.
And tell her story and help, you know, others with that.
Great message.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great idea. You know, Sheree wanting to be involved, trying to be a producer, trying to get behind the scenes. I didn't like her approach into the conversation, but I could see how you'd want to go behind the scenes and kind of learn everything.
Yeah,
because...
but how you want to kind of learn something, but you don't want to be an intern, but you don't know anything.
Yeah.
That
exactly.
Part,
yeah.
I was like, you know nothing. So yeah, that would make
yeah.
You the intern.
You should be an intern.
With your crazy blonde wig. That
actually,
would make
you
an intern. You
know what you do when you come to Hollywood? You run coffee.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure do.
You run coffee, you get food, you
mm-hmm.
barricade and keep the extras away. Like, you're not doing fancy work, so you got to start from the bottom.
Yeah, and I think with situations like that, you have to be very careful about your intention versus, like, I understand wanting to be able to get your story out, but to center yourself, like, she was borderline like centering herself more than like trying to push everyone else's situation. Story.
Yeah, it was about the title, and I'm like, come on, girl.
But you know, I understand. I think she had like pure intent, but you just kind of gotta check yourself in situations.
Well, yeah, I mean,
like
I think
that.
She had pure intent, but she just had a. And she's had this ego for a while because remember when Cairo was modeling, you know what I'm saying? She's always had this over the top, like, okay, girl, check yourself.
Yeah.
Sheree and that's always, how the thing is, it's like, you know nothing.
Humble
you don't
yourself.
Even know, exactly. You don't even know what did you want to do. You just want to be behind the scenes. So it's like, well, yeah, you come up with a title for yourself. Yeah.
Come up with your own PSA. How about that?
But, you know, they had to have some type of drama for this episode because... Low-key, this episode is kind of a filler episode.
I don't know. Like, I know we talked about it earlier, but I actually laughed a lot during the episode.
I laughed a lot, but...
We'll get into it. Marlo and Nene looking fabulous, little fashion queen.
Oh, yes.
I love Marlo. That dress. I love those Jimmy Choos. And I'm really, you know, I swear I haven't been this big of a Marlo fan, but this season
Marlo is like,
yes.
Marlo is like, I am tired of sleeping with old white men, so I'm going to get on a show.
I want that on a show.
Oh my God, I'm so Marlo. I've slept with so many old white men.
Exactly.
Can't relate.
Exactly.
We fashion queens, honey. So, Noelle is all up in Cynthia's business, and I can say she is very happy living in the Cynthia Lake Bailey house.
Yes.
I mean, what
hanging out with her mom and getting involved in the conversation, doing spin class. Noelle's, she's going up.
I love Noelle and Cynthia's relationship. I think it's so, like, cute. Black Gilmore Girls.
Yes, so it's very cute, although I do want Noelle to figure, like, what is she doing with her future? Is she going to college? Where is she going with this?
I think she's going. Yeah, she's just, like...
Well, hopefully, yeah.
I mean, I came home with all those... I feel like when you go off to college is when you appreciate your parents. I literally would come home all the time. My parents were like... Why are you here?
Well, because she was supposed to go to Charlotte with that guy. Now she's not going. So now what is she doing? Yeah. That's the part I'm like.
I don't know.
But I'm glad to see her. She's great. I love her. But I'm like, okay, stay focused, boo.
Yeah. Stay focused because you're young and it's really, really easy to get off track. Really easily.
I do love that. Trust she me, thinks she knows things. Like, do you remember being like 18? Just like, you're like, oh, I'm an adult now. So let me get off in grown folk business. Like, let me converse with you like we're equals.
Yeah, she's
like,
still there.
Cynthia allows it, though.
Yeah.
She allows it. But we also see like. She's coming from a place that's juvenile and, you know what I mean? It's not fully established that we're going to take that opinion full-heartedly. Yeah.
Although, for some reason, Noelle actually sometimes comes off more grounded than Cynthia. Like, totally. Cynthia's a little, I'm not going to say dingy, but she's a little, like, I don't know. Noelle kind of brings her back to earth, like, come on, mom.
She probably gets that from her dad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you think that she's going to make it to meet the new guy?
Hopefully. I mean, he called back. We're all very happy that Will called back after the candy interrogation.
Yeah.
That was...
Yeah.
It was rough.
That boat scene was good, though. You know what?
I think Will's
going like
to hang
that.
In there for a while because, you know, everybody needs good exposure in Atlanta.
Mm. Thank you.
You need friends. I will say you need a friend like Candy. Everyone needs a friend like Candy who's going to make sure, like...
And Candy is all about no new friends, so she's going to check you.
Yeah, right. She's going to make sure. But how do y'all feel about that? Like, you know, Noelle... I think it's cool that Noelle's meeting because she's, like...
I think it's a little too early to talk about meeting anybody.
Well, I would think maybe if she was younger, but since she's more, like, she's, what, 18, 19?
She's 17.
She could interrogate 17? Him, too, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's too weird, because I feel like she's older. If she was younger, I'd be like, okay, chill on the timing.
It's in between, because I think when you have that teenage daughter, like, Cynthia looks great, and her daughter, you know, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, her
your
so
teenage,
good.
Your teenage daughter kind of promping around in her little outfits and stuff. I don't know. You have to... figure out where your relationship is.
They're all about the flowy dresses in Atlanta. So can we get a little caftan flowy dress over here, please?
Yes.
The Hamptons Tea Party. So everybody's talking about it. But before we go all up in there, the Old Lady Gang is back.
Old Lady Gang
is back. And they're trying to shake up the restaurant business and really get it going. They had a little meeting about the aesthetics of the restaurant and about the employees. And we found out that it is a truly family-run business. Which sometimes can be a double-edged sword. We all know about that. Because family can get involved and mess everything up. But you know what? I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at them because Candy clearly stated, you know, these women can cook. And they have experience. And they've done this for a long time. So I'm glad that they're getting it together, getting a new GM. What did you guys think about that?
I don't understand why they aren't the one doing the hiring.
Because, boo, they got too much going on. Candy factory? No.
I'm talking about the old ladies.
They're old ladies.
They have the experience. They know what they're looking for. They want people that dress professionally.
No. I get all that, but That's all. That's about it. They're not going to go work there.
No, I'm saying they should be the one doing the hiring process.
I do agree with that. Actually, me and Erica looked at each other at that very last scene. We'll get there. We'll talk about Aaron Bugs.
I know, right? I thought, actually, I think this is like the most calm I've seen Mama Joyce.
Totally. Right?
You know, I was like, oh, she doesn't really seem to be snapping off. And I thought they were going to come out real crazy. And, you know,
and they all always, hugged Todd.
Thank you. They all want to talk out of the side of their neck half the time. But they were actually really peaceful. They had good points about the employees. Yep. So I was like, oh, okay. They're kind of, and I mean, to some extent, I get that it's like in their honor, but part of it is they don't actually pay the bills.
Thank you.
So, you know, but I do feel like the criticism that they brought was actually really constructive and really helpful.
Totally agree.
Which, you know, they don't always do that. So I was kind of surprised with them because I just thought Mama Joyce was going to have some good zingers in there. Like she usually does, but I'm happy to finally see her. This is our first time.
It took a while to get it out. It took a while to get those out.
Exactly.
Even at the end, one of the old ladies was like,
we're going to be here all night.
Yeah. Yeah, you spit it out.
Yeah, so it's nice because this is our first. Is this the first time we've seen her? I don't even remember seeing Mama Joyce yet.
No, this is probably the first time we've seen her this season.
Yeah, this season. Yeah. This is it.
And especially with the OLG together.
Yes. Gang. So that was nice.
I was going to say,
I do feel for Candy, though, talking about like there are certain older women in your family that no matter how grown you become,
totally,
you listen to them. I have aunties and my grandma and my mama for sure. I will be 50, and if my mama says something, I'll be like, yes, ma'am.
Because you're raised right. You're raised right. We like that. We like that. I ain't mad at that.
That's the Southern Belle, right?
Yeah, that's why I didn't even mention it, because Candy, I mean, you ain't doing no wrong. Listen to your mama. Listen to your aunties. We all know. We got a base at home that runs our lives. I don't know about you guys. My daddy runs things.
Speak on it.
So Atlanta took a little break, and there was a commercial break, and we noticed in the commercial break, there's a commercial with Kenya and Cynthia working
out. So cute. It was so good.
Oh my God. I kind of wish like the people that did their makeup for the commercial would also do their makeup for the show.
Because they looked really good.
They looked amazing. The weaves were on point. Everything. Kenya's skin looked the bomb. Because she was having a few, as a sister with some skin issues, she was having a few issues this episode. I'm not even
at the commercial.
At the commercial, she looked great. But
they were like doing her makeup at the commercial. Like her eyebrows were green. I'm not sure if that's the coloring of our TV.
I don't know. That was weird.
It was weird.
But you know what? Cynthia actually has better acting chops, I think.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least in that commercial for sure.
Over the top. It's called Realistic Baby. take your own advice. Like when you were on set, you were like, do it like you're talking to one of your sisters. Like now, I'm talking to you guys at home. So we're not, you know, on TV, we don't need to be like so over. We're not on film. We don't need to be so over the top. We're not on stage. We're not shooting for the back wall. They could see us.
But that guy trainer in the commercial, you guys, I had to replay that. He had some moves.
What's up? If you're watching, follow me on Twitter.
Exactly. Because you were making us sweat up in here.
Everybody looked bad in that commercial.
So we go right back into the show, and Portia and Ricky Smiling have a little flirtation session.
What is going on there?
Smelling each other's necks.
I know.
I'm not really. Ricky's too old for her. Portia has other options, I think.
Yeah. I agree with you, but that chemistry, I felt it.
I like it.
When they were smelling each other.
Man. I guess I'm the odd man out. I was like, yes.
I need someone to sniff my neck. Sniff it, baby.
Yes.
Do I smell good?
I don't know. I mean, I like Ricky Smiling. He's a funny comedian and everything, but I don't know him like that. I don't watch the show like that.
I think the reason I like it is because I think Portia needs someone who's gonna kind of call her out, but in a right way. And I think someone like Ricky Smiley, who's goofy and roast her a little. Like, I think in the chemistry, like, I think
she respects him too.
I think everything that she listed, it was kind of like a description of Ricky.
Yeah. Well, I felt like she did that on purpose, and it was just too out there. Yeah, I want somebody who can make me laugh, Ricky. Okay.
She shot her shot.
And he's cute.
Ricky was like, well, if you didn't work here.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it would be a bad idea to work?
Well, we've all done it. We've all done it at the workplace, and it just never ends up good.
Exactly. So Especially when, keep it profesh.
Just wait till the gig is up.
Yeah, exactly.
Every gig ends.
It's your own show.
So true.
So we talk about, again, Marlo. I mean, she should just get the best friend award. I mean, holding people's buns, and then telling you you got a booger in your nose. Mm. I mean, we all need friends like that. I hate when you're talking, you have something in your teeth, you got something in your nose, and no one's saying anything about
it. Yeah, exactly.
But we got a little booger right here. You got a little booger.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, especially on camera. You got to tell me.
Exactly.
I got you. But I'll do it discreetly so I don't embarrass you.
Because Merlo has a point. It's hard looking at that thing the whole conversation. That's the worst.
Yeah, no.
Oh, the worst of the worst. So, yeah.
Marlo's cracking me up. Y'all are some awful house guys. Well, Candy comes over and hangs out with a ponytail, and she spills the tea with Sheree, letting her know Nene's been talking about you, and she said your boo is a con artist.
She was messy for that. She should not have spilled the beans, I don't think.
Kind of, but I'm confused, because he's in prison, so he did break the law.
So, what difference does it make?
You know what I mean? Like, he did something. Like, who cares, really?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, oh, he's a murderer or a rapist or whatever. It's like, oh, yeah, he either stole or he lied or he stole and he lied. So, yeah, I don't see why it's that much
of a deal. And Portia, sorry, not not all of us have mugshots, okay?
Yeah.
Some of us are just that good. We don't get caught.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, Candy was being messy, but I kind of feel like, okay, you know, this is...
Yeah.
But she is a supportive friend, I will say
that. It happens. I just like Marlo. She's been such a good friend lately, holding people's buns and calling people out and trying to bring people together. The Hamptons Tea Party.
She is so fab in her house.
That dress.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I don't know how many white men she had to sleep with for that house, but she's doing good.
She did a good job. I love that accent wall. Yes. I was really liking the spread. It was very British. Lots of finger sandwiches.
Tea at the Hamptons. And I kept looking like, is there one more Hampton?
I was really interested in what kind of tea they were drinking because I looked in the cup and it was
like
red.
Bright red. Right. I was like, is it hibiscus?
Cranberry, of course.
I was like, this is hibiscus.
Is this hibiscus raspberry?
Right, exactly.
That's so good.
Raspberry zinger.
To bring Nene and Portia together, she knew it was going to take some hard liquor. I'm sorry.
Erica, you know about that celestial seasonings, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Red zinger tea is really good.
Red zinger is a good tea. I don't care what y'all say.
So we were thinking it was the red zinger tea, but it wasn't. It was cranberry vodka, which we all do love too. Actually, like a little soda vodka and a splash of cranberries.
Exactly. A little splash of pineapple too.
Well, so we go into the Hamptons Tea Party, which is not in the Hamptons. It's in Atlanta. It's Marlo Hampton's house.
Right.
And she's having a little get together because she really wants to bring Portia and Nene together. So she sent out a tweet, which wasn't even an iMessage, which proves she has an Android.
She cannot have an
Android. Come on, girl.
Yay, whatever. I am team Android all day, every day.
See, y'all, we don't always have the same point of view, which is good.
You can't be bougie with the Android, I don't think.
Whatever. You random people out the street are not going to be FaceTiming me. I'm just going to let you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I do like when that little blue bubble pops up. I like to see what you're typing. What is he going to say? Well, anyways, they all get there, and they roll up in their beautiful cars. Nene's the last one to roll up in her Rolls Royce.
Yes.
The faces, I was dying at the faces.
Can I say that?
She came in cordial, though.
Yeah.
She gave her a hug.
She came in cordial. She was really open.
Yeah. I did not like that Bob wig at all. I know Marlo was like, nice wig. I was like, no, don't lie to your friend like that.
The straight blonde.
I didn't like that on Nene.
It was like pink.
I wasn't mad at it.
Did anyone catch the nickname Cynthia gave herself, though? Because that had me dead.
Titty cent instead of 50 cent. Yeah.
I was like, where's that?
Those tatas look good.
She loves being 50, man. Like, she's going to talk about being 50 till the day.
She's 52?
Yeah.
Look amazing.
They did. They look well lifted.
They've been looking good with the red dress and the confessional girl.
Yes.
Titties, bam.
I need to take notes. I don't know.
So we actually start the little Hamptons Tea Party, and everyone's drinking and talking, and, you know, Marlo's like, what happened in San Francisco, y'all? It was awful. Let's talk about it. So, Portia's approach.
Yeah, nothing was resolved. Portia, she didn't apologize. I think that's all Nene wants.
Well, I just, with Nene is you have to approach it a certain way. If it doesn't go that way, she's gonna immediately shut down. We've been watching this show forever. Mm-hmm. If you don't come at Nene the way she wants you to come at her exactly, forget about it. She shuts down. She was looking at her phone, rolling her eyes, giving me, I don't give a, I don't.
The death stare.
I don't know. I feel like she could have been a little bit more open. I know Portia's not going to say exactly what you want, but tell her. Take some accountability and everything will go away.
Yeah. I love Nene. Don't get me wrong. But the thing that drives me crazy about Nene is that she really, like, in her mind, is never wrong, and she can never meet anyone halfway, which in any healthy relationship, you have to meet people halfway. Like, you have to, like, at some, in some, like, it's a give and take. Like, at some points you have to meet them, some points they have to meet you, but she's never willing to meet people where they are. And if this girl meant as much to you as you're saying she does, I would just think there's a little bit more. I'm not, like, siding with Portia, because I think Portia's full of it most of the time. Yeah,
talking about tweets, Portia, shut up.
Yeah, but with Nene, it's just like, if you're this older, wiser, she's your little sister, I would feel like you would try to be navigating the situation and trying to, like, you know, be the bigger person that you claim to be. And she just is eye rolling, blah, blah. And it's like, are you
a middle? Well, I was kind of getting tired of Portia, to be honest. Too. Portia, like, went on a, like, 10-minute rant. About and she even came important. In, like, well, I just want to get off my chest what I feel. No, you're supposed to be trying to work things out with her. We already heard how you felt every episode, every week.
Thank
so,
you.
You know, oh, Nene did this, whatever. And I think, to some extent, I was kind of like Nene, too. Like, please, shut up. Like, are you here to compromise with me, or you're here to rehab all the things that you think I've done wrong to you?
Mm-hmm. But Portia was wrong, though. Like, the whole situation was Portia. I don't see where Nene was wrong. Why does she have to meet her halfway?
I think Nene got into a situation that didn't... I'm not saying Portia was wrong with what she did with Candy. Absolutely 100%. Nene got into a situation that didn't involve her, and
she didn't have a choice, though. She was asked a question. She's on a show. They asked her a question. She's not getting involved. I see both sides, but I could see why Nene's done.
Right.
Because what Erica said, like, it's trivial at this point to talk about how you feel and about how you tweeted me. Like, really?
Yeah.
You want to talk about how you tweeted me? And you tweeted people to come to my Broadway show? Girl, please.
Right. That doesn't make you my friend. And furthermore, like, Nene said, okay, I'm not gonna film with Portia wouldn't be on the show.
Right.
So it's like, she just was like, well, you know, Portia should go. And Nene can, I should say, at some point be like, okay, maybe I shouldn't, you know, I'm sorry if that comment hurt you. Like, but if that's what she thought, that's all she should say.
Because she was responding to a question.
Yeah.
But Portia also was not answering Nene's calls or texts. So
I could see Portia doing that, actually. I could see her being like, look, I'm doing my Dish Nation show. I'm doing my AfterBuzz show. Like, I got time.
And
to
you were
that.
Friends with Phaedra at the time, so you were not answering for Nene. Come
and
on.
At this point, it's like, okay, are we going to really go back tit for tat from all of last season?
No.
Like, where are we at now?
Yeah.
Let's try to resolve it and move on.
It's all about their approach. And when someone comes in wrong, it really, it's like putting in the puzzle piece wrong. No matter which way you turn it, it's not going to fit. So if you just come in right, I feel like everything naturally does go to its place.
I think my point was just that Nene claims to be this great know-it-all, be-all, I'm older, wiser, whatever. I haven't seen you prove any of that.
Okay,
she's petty queen for sure.
Well, no, I don't know about that, because Nene would have been snatching somebody's wig a long time ago. She was actually pretty calm.
Not on camera.
Based on how she's been in the past. I feel
I said not on camera. She would have snatched the wig, but not on camera.
Yeah.
I do kind of agree with Erica. I do feel like Nene has been very, very tame, especially with all this stuff going on. I feel like she really is kind of just over it. But I could see some growth, because old Nene would have just went buck wild.
Thank
all
you.
Over
old
again.
Nene would have been throwing bottles. You know, she has calmed down. She's gotten rid of some of her ratchetness. And she was rolling her eyes and making a few little funny faces.
And she got everything out already.
Yeah, and she didn't really go too crazy.
I guess the other person I have a problem with in the situation is all the other people who are at this tea who swear that they want some type of reconciliation, but y'all didn't try to mediate. Y'all didn't try
to,
like...
Well, maybe they didn't. We just didn't see it. It's only a couple minutes.
Maybe.
But I agree with that. They should have been like, Portia, okay.
Shut up, Portia. Yes. We heard you for 20 minutes. Yeah.
Stop talking about the tweets. That doesn't make a good friend. Come on. You should know better. Let's just take all the BS away and strip it down. You're hurt that she made the comment about you getting fired. You're hurt that she has been a convenient friend when it's convenient for her. Oh, you're mad at Portia. I mean, you're mad at Phaedra, so I'm going to be cool with you. Or you weren't cool with me at the time. You were chummy with Phaedra, so you weren't responding to my texts like that. Like, just put everything away and, like, bring the 2 points why you guys are really upset with each other. Maybe they did try to do that, but it just did not work out.
But are some relationships worth, like, bringing back together? Like, sometimes you just need to just wash your hands with someone.
I agree, but the way they keep talking about it, it makes it seem like it's this big relationship. So if it is, then, like, actually mediate. Actually, like, I just feel like it was a situation that was brought together for some drama, for some airtime for Marlo. Mm-hmm.
And it's just getting out of control because at this point, it's not even about the fight anymore. Like, you said F you to me last episode.
Yeah.
You were trying to get up and fight me. So it's just gotten blown out of proportion, as it usually does with Housewives. But I really feel like this fight could have just been, like, squashed a long time ago.
Yeah, it seems pretty minute, to be honest.
I'm glad that they didn't play it. But how many times, like, in the last 5 episodes, did we have to see Nene go, freaking fraud! Those are the two that I would get rid of. Can we not see that clip again?
Ever again. Ever. Money we're going to see at the reunion.
And we circle back to the OLG, and they need a GM. So they bring in Aaron Bugs, who is very detailed and has done his research and was like, y'all got bad Yelp reviews.
Okay.
Let me tell you how to turn it around.
They only had one candidate.
Yeah, and me and Erica looked at each other like, why isn't Old Lady Gang there? If y'all are saying he is gonna, like, his true testament is gonna be when he clashes with Mama Joyce, then bring her on board now. Let's get this over with.
Well, I just want to throw out, I've lived in Atlanta, so I go back quite a bit, and I've been to Old Lady Gang quite a few times.
Wait, what? Wait, You've been to the restaurant?
Yes. I thought I brought this up before.
No, you didn't. Drew.
I'm sorry. The food is all right.
Start from the beginning. You can't just be like, I've been there, and none of us
know.
I've been maybe 3 times.
Come on,
Sheree. Tops.
Sheree with the accident.
I know.
Spill it.
I've
been maybe 3 times top. I saw Candy there once. The other 2 times, I did not see Todd, Candy, Kayla? Old Lady Gang, no one.
How was the food?
The food was all right.
Were they dressed professionally?
No, it's a hot mess in there. Oh, like, I understand. Ooh. Like, I mean, like, it's an Atlanta restaurant. It's like
bums.
Atlanta running, grab food, like, on your lunch break. It's not like I have to show you this. Like, this is a heart of Atlanta restaurant. You know what I'm saying? It's not the restaurant I would ever think to take someone if I wanted to show them.
We didn't think it was going to be like Commander's Palace.
So is it like Roscoe's or?
It's like knockoff Roscoe's, yeah.
Like, what is it?
Yeah.
Is it like Roscoe's?
It's
like Jones on Third.
It's not Jones.
With chicken.
Jones on Third. Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to try them like
I'm
that.
Not fighting anyone for the communal seat. What is it like?
Yeah, Drew, come on.
You get seated and stuff like that. I would say it's Roscoe's.
It looks small up in there, honestly.
It's very small. It's very packed because of the show. Like, you know, they have a lot of people coming in.
Do they have
in.
Good peach lemonade?
How
was their
like,
peach cobbler?
Nothing was amazing. Like, I've heard that. Nothing was amazing.
You've heard that nothing was amazing?
Like, yeah. I'm not trying to be shady or whatever.
I have heard that.
It just was not everything that they created to be on the show. I was very bummed.
Mm. Okay, but they do have some very cute pictures on Instagram because I do follow them. And so, you know, they take good photos of their candied yams.
I mean, McDonald's takes really good pictures of their food, too. But then when you eat it, it's whatever. It's
whatever, girl. McDonald's fries are the bomb.
Let's not get into this. We got some foodies up in here.
We digress.
Got Chup Chup up here, and I will talk about McDonald's fries any day. So let's just not even go
there. Old Lady Gang, prove us wrong. Bring us some food. We'll try again. We'll give you a new review.
Something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Get some uniform.
Well, peach cobbler, banana pudding, any of those things.
Well,
that will
let's
work.
Just say, guys, you might want to be watching for the rest of the season because you never know who's going to pop up in the studio.
Ooh. I know. We might have some special guests.
He's on tour right now here tonight.
You never know. We might have some fried chicken pop up from OLG.
That's a long way, though.
Oh, well, you never know.
You never know.
You put it in one of those insulator things and ship it over.
Yes.
You never know. But, you know, the success of a restaurant really comes with the detailing and prepping and setting people up for success. Mm-hmm. So, from what I saw, it doesn't look like it's run totally 100% with the way that Candy wants, with the system in place, with something that runs every day the same way. That's how you run a restaurant. Everything has to be the same. It can't be different every day, you know?
Shouldn't she have put that in place before she opened the
door? Well, they already said from the beginning they've never owned a restaurant. They don't know what they're doing.
They don't know what they're doing.
So, clearly, that's why she's not.
The old auntie and the mom, they know.
Okay, but they're old ladies.
How high do we actually think they were in the restaurant industry? Like, were they, like, cooks, or were they, like...
Who knows?
I don't think they were, like, business owners. You know what I'm saying?
Even if they weren't business owners, they probably worked there so many years. You know what I'm saying? They probably should have at least been managers, I would say. Or at least been there long enough to know how to manage it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like...
She needs to try LinkedIn.
Don Juan doesn't have that much faith.
Right. She needs to try LinkedIn and versus Craigslist to find talent. Yeah. Okay? Try that, Candy.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
So we move on to the PSA for Kenya. And before we get into that, let's just say it's an amazing time right now because I just saw Oprah talk on the Golden Globes.
Emotional.
I feel so inspired. And I just want to say that I fully support everybody and that I love women and I do believe in equality. And as a son of immigrants, as someone that is a homosexual American living in Los Angeles, going to public school in LA, I know what it's like to just be discriminated against or just not treated equally. So I do believe that the time is up and the time is here and we are hearing everybody and we support everybody and... We love everyone, so we definitely want to continue this streak of just speaking out for the truth, speaking out for what's real,
absolutely.
Standing up for people that can't stand up for themselves, and supporting those that are standing versus everybody. Because when these people stand up, everyone's looking at them like, why now?
Yeah.
What's your agenda? Did that really happen? Like, how much of it? You know what I mean? Like, it's too much. And I do feel like at this point, we just all need to support each other. It was beautiful to see these six women come together and talk about something that is going to make a difference. Whether it's aired nationally or not, when I was watching it, I loved it. Shamia, hearing Cynthia's mom, I thought it was all great. Usually I can see when there's a little bit of fluff for the show and I kind of roll my eyes. But I really, really liked the ending of this episode. What did you guys think about it?
It was very touching. I felt something inside of me by watching that and seeing them overcome it. It was very inspirational. And to see how, you know, Cynthia was raised to be the woman that she is and, you know, seeing these women being able to speak out through the tears, it just was amazing.
Mm. Yeah, I really liked it. It was really touching. I would have liked to see actually Nene talk about what she went through as opposed to reading the lines. That was the only thing that I kind of was like, well, why wasn't Nene allowed to kind of tell her story? Because that would have been an interesting side to Nene that we haven't seen or that I wasn't actually even aware of. But yeah, it was really touching. Everybody seemed really authentic at the end. Everybody was kind of squashing their beefs. Although, I don't know.
Yeah, because Nene brought up that she was in a relationship.
That she was abused. Her older son. Her first son. He was in the show. He's been in the show before a while ago.
I forgot his name.
Because he went to, wasn't that the one who got arrested? Anyway, her first son.
Brent. That's the guy.
Brent
one.
And Bryce, right?
Bryce.
One of the two. And so I guess it was his father, and she was able to get out. So it seemed like there was actually a lot there that...
we could have touched on.
Would have been a nice part of the PSA. So I really liked it a lot, actually. I thought
for
it was
the ones that did open up, that's what we liked about it. Obviously,
exactly.
Not everyone did.
I was actually not taken aback because I luckily have not been a victim of domestic violence, but I do know... a lot of people in my life who have been a part of it or, like, been a victim to it. And I was not surprised, but just really sad to see how many women on the main cast were affected by it. So I was interested and I looked up some statistics about it. And Black women are actually the leading victims of domestic violence. 29.1% of Black women have had some sort of domestic violence before the age of 25, which is horrific. We're 35% higher than white women to be in a domestic violence situation and 2.5 times higher than other races.
That's sad.
And that's from The Root, if you want to check sources. That's heartbreaking. Like, that's
so sad.
That's literally like 3 out of 10 friends of yours have probably been in some type of situation like that.
But it's amazing that they had the self-esteem to actually walk away and not allow it, you know, and be strong for their kids. So,
I think Kenya said something that was super important. Like, besides all the fighting, we love the shade, we love the jokes. You know, at the end of the day, these are 6 women, whether you like them or not, whether Nene is your favorite or Portia makes you laugh. At the end of the day, these are 6 powerful Black women on television. They're making a difference. Yeah. People look up to them. Whether you're at home annoyed with them about how they're acting or what they're saying at dinner, at the end of the day, they're role models and people look up to them. Maybe not for the right reasons, or maybe for the reasons that you might not think are correct, or, oh, it's just a reality television show. At the end of the day, they give out a certain message. And I really, really liked the message that is being presented now. The time is up. It is over. Yes. We are going to stand by each other and support each other and always bring the truth out. And I love that. And it's time for everyone to be equal. Women, everybody, just bring it all together. So with that being said, we got some news and gossip for you guys.
Yes, this is
News and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So y'all already know how I feel about Peter or whatever, but The Shade Room reported that he has a new boo, and they are out and about, and I'm going to show you guys these pictures, and you all can let me know what you think. I think this looks like knockoff Cynthia.
With the stiff weave.
If I'm being 500.
She's not that cute. I mean, like, the photo of them kissing is, like, nice, but the little prom post photo, I wasn't really feeling
it. I just don't like
that
Peter staring directly at the
camera.
That looks totally
set up. Like, on, oh my gosh, Peter, you're not even looking at her, and your eyes aren't even closed, Peter. How real is this kiss? It just looks so fake.
This is what it reminds me of. It reminds me of in high school, my ex-boyfriend and I broke up, and he purposely was like, I wasn't even paying attention, but anytime I'd look over, he would just like look at the nearest girl close to him and like try to show some type of affection, like look at me over here.
Yeah,
I was like okay.
Like, oh, Peter. I mean, you weren't looking at her.
You're not even looking at her, yeah. Peter. That is so lame.
What's interesting about this photo is that he's staring right at the camera.
Exactly.
And the camera is pretty, like, it looks like it's pretty far away because they got most of their bodies.
Right.
But when they did the video of him touching that woman while he was married, the camera was 5 feet
close, right?
And he didn't notice the camera. Right. I mean, come on.
I feel like he told the person to take this photo.
He's
like,
a total attention whore.
It looks so
fake.
I'm sure she's a nice
and
lady.
And the girl in the red in the back is laughing like, y'all are doing this?
She's like on the phone with Cynthia. Girl, he is thirsty. He is dusty.
And it was a little rumor that he may get a spinoff. Did you hear that?
No. Are you serious?
I did hear that.
I heard that.
No,
heard
that better not be happening.
Who wants to see Peter on TV?
I don't.
He's making a girlfriend.
I mean, I don't like this photo, but I wouldn't mind seeing a little more of Uncle Ben. I'm not going to even lie. He's funny.
I mean, what is he going to bring? Like, what kind of show are we talking about here? Bar One?
It's going to be like Vanderpump Rules, like the Vanderpump show, but Black people. I mean,
I would only watch it, do it for my own culture, if it was mad Jamaican, if we saw more Jamaican Peter, because that's the only time I really like him is when he
starts. Jamaican Peter does not seem that authentic when it comes out, though.
I'm not going to lie. It does seem a little fake.
It does.
It's like a Jamaican Americanized.
I always like her. And then they're in Jamaican. He's like, I can't even do the accent.
This is what you need to understand about Jamaicans, all right? We can
Jamaica.
Be mad American. We can be mad chill. But the second we're around other Jamaicans.
Do the accent.
Okay, I was about to say,
I can't do the accent because I'm too American.
I thought you'd be from Jamaica.
But I'm saying, like,
he's around other Jamaicans, he sounds fake and they sound Jamaican.
Thank you.
You start talking, listen, I don't like Peter. career, but I will defend him on that. You simulate until you round your own people, and then whatever. You show
he downgraded. I'm just saying he downgraded.
So, girls, do you have any news and gossip? Anything you want to add?
I have not heard too much. It's been kind of silent from what I've heard on the
Everyone's
holidays.
Everyone's been enjoying their holidays.
Yes. Yeah, basically.
Yes, I will bring the scoop next week.
I did see that Shamia actually like lost all of her luggage while she was on her honeymoon. But she, you know, was like, I'm having a good time anyway. I don't really care. But
I would be naked on my honeymoon, so who cares?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how much did you pack?
Well, that is it for this episode. Next episode looks amazing.
Oh, yes.
That little sit down between Kim and Nene.
Kim, we need you, girl.
I know. We need some good drama in this.
I say this every week. Please bring back Sheree. Please.
You mean Sheree? Sheree is
not Sheree. I mean,
Phaedra?
Phaedra.
No. Wow.
Yes, whatever.
Phaedra back.
We don't need her.
She's a liar.
This is the first episode they didn't talk about Phaedra. No.
Phaedra. Phaedra made it clear a couple weeks ago. She said that
made
show
her
was
sick.
Bad.
Whatever. That's just what you say when TMZ asks you stuff. She wants to be back.
She said she's never going to come back.
She's coming. No. She's going to come back.
We're okay. Phaedra, it's fine. Go ahead and drive back home.
You need to go seek Jesus and calm down and reflect on your choices.
Fix it, Jesus.
Whatever, Phaedra. I got you, boo. I got you.
I don't know. I'm okay with
her not being there.
Give me Kim.
Yeah, I do want more Kim.
Kim and Marlo.
I want to see Kim shake it up.
Marlo can come in.
Marlo and Kim. I just want to see Kim and Nene interact. Because when they do interact, it's almost better than Marlo and Nene.
Yeah.
They really got something going. Because
they go back so far.
When are we getting Ava? Eva?
When they go to Spain or when they go to Europe, I think, for a trip.
We should be in her soon, so I'll be interested to see. Because I know
she's pregnant now, right?
Yeah, so, and engaged. Apparently, some stuff blew up on this trip. So I'm trying to see
what's going on.
Were you trying to make her a housewife for a second?
She's supposed to be
joining the cast, I thought, when they go to Europe.
Like, what season? I don't know. If you guys know anything about this, leave some comments below.
Let us know the real scoop, dude.
Let us know. Did you want to add anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, what is the criteria? Because why can't Marlo be a peach?
Well, I think she's been considered several times. I just think throughout the years, maybe she's done some things that didn't rub everybody the right way. So Andy was like, I don't know if I want to give her a full chance. But he has had her on enough to know she brings in good stuff, especially this season.
I think a lot of it has to do with whether you're going to really be a draw and be able to have the audience really behind
you. And
she's
smart.
And this is the first season where she's really had that. Like, she's had a couple of good arguments, but she hasn't really been that strong of a player before.
She's like, y'all come argue at my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, I mean, I think
she should bring one of her boyfriends on.
True. We don't want to. They would eat them up alive.
Yes.
Anyways, what did you want to
add? I was just going to say, Kim still is pushing that Kenya's fired, so who knows, maybe.
Still?
Marlo will get that peach.
There's rumors on Twitter that someone lost their peach.
There is rumors about that.
She's still pushing it.
So once again, comment below, let us know the scoop, follow us on all the platforms.
Let us know.
All right, guys, that is it for our Sunday night after show for AfterBuzz TV, the Real Housewives of Atlanta panel. Thank you for joining us, and come back next Sunday night. Check us out. Send us a little tweet, a little DM. Let us know how we're doing. Give us a thumbs up.
Yeah, go down in the DM.
My name is Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms, at Hollywood Leanne. Check out my website. Got some good stuff on there. Good stuff coming up, too. 2018's got it going on.
And what's up, guys? My name is Drew Jones. Make sure to check out the after show for The Shy. We just got started tonight, actually, so hop on that journey with us, and you can follow me on all the things on OK Drew J.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me everywhere at Erica D. Edwards. And also, I'm doing the after show for Black Mirror fans on Monday and Thursday this week. So, it's amazing. Okay. So, catch me there. Bye, you guys.
And I'm V Brown. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. I like Instagram better. I'm sorry. Conversation piece. Holla at your girl.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.